Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. What does that mean? It means we are actively working to give people more fruits and veggies to help each person in our world be healthier. One of the things we do is create personal experiences with each of our customers. We know living a healthy life is more than eating a healthy diet and exercising regularly. And that's why Balance of Nature works with customers to help them eat healthier, exercise in a healthy way, and take care of their overall well-being. We help each person set individual goals and take the right steps to achieve them. We understand that changing the world happens by giving people the tools they need to help themselves. Go to balanceofnature.com to see for yourself how Balance of Nature can help you live your best life. At Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time isn't just a motto, it's our purpose. Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow, towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow. And to thank you for all your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get my dog beds for as low as $19.99. Or for a limited time, you can get my six-piece towel sets. Regularly $109.99, now only $39.99. The lowest price ever with your promo code.
Use Kate, K-A-T-E, as the promo code or go to mypillow.com/Kate and get up to 75% off. These towels are amazing. So are the pillows, so are the sheets, everything else. But oh my gosh, the towels are amazing.
Now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I hope you see the truth. This puppet show.
Struggle Jennings and Caitlin Curtis on God, We Need You Now. What a great song. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We'll take your calls 888-673-1450. What's on your mind? And Balance of Nature, what a fantastic supplement they have. And get it. Go to balanceofnature.com. You should be taking a food supplement. And if I were you, I would choose Balance of Nature. It's the best one. And it's got the best price. So it had the best of both worlds. Balanceofnature.com, 31 fruits and vegetables a day. And you'll love it. You'll feel differently. And you'll have that get up and go in your step again. And I'm serious. We need that right now, don't we? Make sure that you're taking it and getting extra for food storage and put in my name, Kate, as the code. And you'll love this product. You get 35% off and free shipping. So a whole third off. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like it, send it back. You're going to love it, though. Just try it. After a week and a half, just try it for a week and a half and tell me how you feel. So make sure you do that. And then also hyperbaric. We had Ryan on talking about hyperbaric and that study out of Israel. That was crazy how they talked about the longevity of breathing in oxygen, how much longevity you have, and to increase your years that way by getting oxygen into the cell. And you can have one of those hyperbaric chambers in your home, either a vertical one where you sit up and it's really loose, or one that you can get into and you can have one in your home. So talk to him. Go to Inside Out Hyperbarics with an S, Inside Out. hyperbarics.com and ask him questions, because I swear this can solve so many health things, and it's so natural. It's fantastic, yeah.
You know, when he was on a couple of years ago with us, and I was wanting to do that, but my pulmonologist said, well, with your lungs, you shouldn't do that. But all that's gone away.
Oh.
So I think I'm going to go try it.
Yeah, you should try it. Inside Out Hyperbarics, it just does so many amazing things. So it can really get oxygen into that cell. Preparewithkate.com. Make sure and go there and get some food storage right now. You can get it into your home and pay later. So there's no reason not to have food storage. There's just no excuse. There's no reason anymore. You've got to have some. And pay on it later, but it's so worth it to know that peace of mind is there. Preparewithkate.com. And I think they're still doing $150 off, too. So if you go through that link. So Carrie Madej seems to be on the mend a little bit more. She texted my friend Robin Openshaw. So that means she's on the mend a little bit more from her plane accident with her boyfriend.
Well, she had several broken bones and had some surgery to repair that, but no major head injuries or anything.
Right, right. Everybody was worried about her. Dr. Zelenko has passed away, and then Carrie seems to be doing better, so that's great. I know that there were a lot of people praying for her as well, and so, good. I'm glad to hear that. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, though, I'm excited about something.
What?
For those of you who are afraid of the rampant crime we're seeing across the country, some researchers have developed a new algorithm that can, at the University of Chicago, that can forecast crime by learning patterns in time and geographic locations from public data. And this model can predict future crime 1 week in advance, up to 90% accuracy.
Full Minority Report.
Full out. I mean, in Minority Report, they only had from the time the ball
That's
dropped.
True. That's true. Yeah.
This is a week in advance. So before you go to work in the morning and open your store, just check with them and see if there's going to be any crime this week.
We are nuts. Look at us on pre-crime. This is insane. Where did we become this? Oh, sometimes the technology is not the greatest thing on earth when it can come back and bite you in the rear end.
It won't be so bad if the algorithm can change its mind.
Jeez. Oh, you guys, because we're so in that zone now of pre-crime judgment now that it's scary. And it's not as if everyone wants to go commit crime, right? This is just the weirdness of where we're at right now and what we accept is what I'm talking about, what we're willing to do.
It's not crime. Yeah. It's thought.
Yeah.
Thought is now a crime. What you think is a crime now.
Right. Jeez. This just is disturbing.
It is disturbing.
So let's talk about Independence Day for a moment, because this is the stuff that never gets talked about that drives me nuts, because I want to talk about this and I think it's so important. There was a piece done by the 10th Amendment Center, and I thought this was so important. And it talked about the scenario described taking place over 200 years ago when American colonists suffered under Great Britain's version of an early police state. That's truly what they were doing. Talk about swift judgment. You just got hanged. You know what I mean? It was only when the colonists finally got fed up with being silenced, censored, searched, frisked, threatened, and arrested that they finally revolted against the tyrants.
That was last week.
Exactly. And called domestic terrorists, right? Yeah, right? And no document better states their grievances than the Declaration of Independence. I mean, at this point in the game, wouldn't you turn around and try to write some of the same things in a declaration if you had to write one? We're facing the same grievances. We put this on ourselves by not being diligent in making sure that we understood the truth all along and what was going on. So the document, he said, the author said, seething with outrage over a government which had betrayed its citizens. The Declaration of Independence was signed, and 56 men who laid everything on the line, pledged it all, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, because they believed in a radical idea that all people are created to be free. they labeled traitors, these men that were charged with treason, crime punishable by death. And for some of them, their acts of rebellion would cost them their homes and their fortunes. Think about all the people that had to rebel against masks, right? And all the people that were, I mean, look at how they came down on us when it hit the fan. When it finally got to crunch time, you got to see how your elected officials were going to treat you, and it wasn't pretty. And so even though knowing they had this heavy price to pay, these men dared to speak up when silence could not any longer be tolerated. And even after they won their independence from Great Britain, these new Americans, because they weren't Americans before this, Americans worked to ensure that the rights they had risked their lives to secure would remain secure for future generations. They did that for us, for themselves and for us, hoping that we'd have some longevity in it.
I used to believe that.
Yeah?
And then, you know, then President Biden told us that the Constitution's not absolute.
Gosh,
it burst my
good
bubble.
Good old Brandon. Oh, my gosh. He was talking about, he talked to NATO today, if you could hear him through his mumbling, and talk Russia, Russia, hello, Russia, 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 Russia. Jeez. Oh, it's a train wreck. Anyway, the result of that was the Bill of Rights. Those are the first 10 amendments to the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. So imagine the shock and outrage these 56 men would feel if they were to discover that 246 years later, the government had risked their lives to create has been transformed into a militaristic police state of pre-crime in which exercising one's freedoms, merely questioning a government agent, is often viewed as an act of defiance. Look at all the people from January 6th that had to tell the judge that they did something wrong when they were allowed and walked in to the Capitol and the cops stood there smiling while they took selfies. And they had to say how wrong they were. They had to get on their knees and beg the judge, right? And come to a conclusion that I know they didn't feel. Right? Because you can't be the least bit defiant. How dare you? Right?
That's a crime in and of itself.
Right. And so had the Declaration of Independence been written today, it would have rendered its signers extremists or domestic terrorists, resulting in them being placed on a government watch list, targeted for surveillance for their activities and correspondence. I'm sure we're on lists. I've been told we are, Uncle Milty. And potentially arrested, held indefinitely without a trial and no due process, stripped of their rights, and labeled enemy combatants, probably sent to Guantanamo. If it were today, if the Declaration was today of Independence. Think about that for a minute. It's true. That's why when we talk about people and we say, oh, you know, they're a conspiracy theorist and they're exposing the truth and they're saying that the government is the enemy, and they truly are. They really are. The government is the enemy. Some government can be okay, but what we've evolved into has become the enemy to the people, right? Taking away its liberty at every turn, stripping us of our taxes and even more than our taxes. I mean, really stripping of us of our incomes and throwing people in jail. You know?
Yeah. I think we have two groups of people, pretty much.
What's that?
In the United States. We have people who love liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And we have comrades.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the comrades are loud and obnoxious. But they don't outnumber the lovers of liberty.
Right. There's just a lot of people working as their job to make sure that those people that want this tyranny, that it happens, and everybody gets their little piece of the pie, whether a payment, a check, you know, whatever it is, they get their little piece. And so they think that that's not going to be a big deal because it's just one little piece. They're just getting one little check.
Yeah. That's
all. Put it all together. We lose our liberty because of all these people working to enslave their fellow man. They're going to be under the same government we are. They don't realize that yet. Doing their job just means that they're creating a government in which they have to live under too. And so
those are the first people that the dictators kill.
Right. Yeah.
They are, because they're the first ones that are going to complain. Hey, I sided with you. Where's my share?
Yeah, I did what you wanted. Yeah. I was following orders. You know, I did the. I showed up at January 6th looking like a patriot.
Yep.
I want my paycheck from the feds for doing my job. And we'll just wait until they have to incur the same government wrath that we do. Yet they do it. And so he just went on to talk about the Declaration of Independence and how it would be written today. And, you know, it's astounding when you really sit and think about this and think about what we're putting up with right now. We're being spied on. There's so many things that they did not even have to contend to the level we have to. Scary. But we just want it to close our eyes and have it all go away. Because it's just, you don't want to be the one guy that fights it because you might end up in jail. But collectively, we're going to have to take more stands. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Carry call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Get there before I do.
Hi there, welcome back. Little Willie for you. How about that? Swing low. Only on this show will we play that song. Is anyone playing this in America right now? I doubt it. On live radio. Welcome back to the show. And MyPillow, love them. They have new slippers out, totally amazing. And they are still giving these huge discounts. I can't believe it, up to 90%. Put in the code Kate and get those. They are really cool. Really cool. And the sheets, oh, you're going to love yourself for getting these sheets too. So you can save up to 90%. Get gifts ahead and go to MyPillow.com. It helps the show. And we need it. We've got to stay on the air. And thank you for ordering and helping and doing something great for yourself and also for somebody else, meaning us, like the show. So really appreciate it. And Clean Start, the hand sanitizer that has no alcohol in it, that acts like a moisturizer, moisturizes your hands. It's also great on wounds. It's also wound care. It's hospital grade. Clean Start with a K. It's on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. They just came out with that, with the little tiny portable hand sanitizers. You can throw in a purse and take with
cool.
you. I know. And people were so excited about this. This has been in the making for a little while. And so you can go get yours. If you put in the code Kate, you'll get tremendous savings on them. And you will love this because you can stick it in luggage. You can stick it in your, oh my gosh, just everywhere. I mean, your purse, your house, and just kind of have it if you need it. And it's so nice to have the little portable version, the little tiny version, purse version, Clean Start. Anyway, you'll love this product. And as I mentioned that, flying is a nightmare. And they're saying you should, if you're making plans, I guess what? How many thousands of people?
Thousands
of AA, and I don't mean Alcoholics Anonymous. Thousands of AA American Airlines people have been, what was it, 10,000 have been displaced into other flights. And,
well, more than 1,000 pilots are picketing at airports.
Yeah.
75,000 American Airline passengers have had their flights
75,000?
Canceled. 75,000 in the past
it's
48
a nightmare.
Hours.
Flying's a nightmare.
Thursday, 5,827 flights within the United States were delayed and another 639 canceled. It's bad out
there. It's bad. They're saying fly a whole day early if you have a cruise or something like that and have some flexibility because you're going to get canceled. Chris Ann Hall was saying this too, and she was saying it was becoming a nightmare to try to fly anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying avoid Newark and New York at all costs because it's the worst there and you're going to get canceled and possibly avoid LA transfer too because those, the two coasts are having huge problems. And what's interesting about the articles is they're not giving you a cause. The articles are not stating why. They're just stating that, oh my gosh, for the first time, the airlines just cannot keep up with business. And some of them, well, I have to say, some of them are blaming the year 2020. They're saying COVID from 2020, they're still trying to build back up. But flying's been flying for a long time. It's just that, you know, they went and got those shots or they got fired over the shot. And so you have less personnel from that. And then you also have personnel that died and personnel that can't fly because of heart attack and stroke risk now.
And on top of all of that, the personnel that are left are the Karen flight attendants that messed you over on the plane during COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Sadly. So make sure that you are flying early and taking in that information. I hate to see you get stuck somewhere. Wouldn't that be the worst? And I guess this 4th of July, they're expecting the biggest nightmares right now. So.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not even in the winter. Can you imagine what happens in the winter? When we have snow, this is the time when everything's supposed to go pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, that was usually because of the winter. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, they've destroyed every industry in the country.
Uh-huh, and not admitting it. So, you know, and then the article yesterday, well, young people just dying. We don't know why. Five-year-old dies. A person I know, a five-year-old died right after they got the shot. That was the only thing they changed.
Well,
was that getting that shot for a five-year-old.
With fuel prices the way they are, mm-hmm. they cannot afford to have empty flights.
Yeah, I know.
So they do this to fill every flight to the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get bumped, yeah. you get bumped.
Yeah.
You know, but that's one of the reasons they're doing this. The flights aren't profitable unless they're full.
Yeah. Well, let's hear from Paul Harvey, shall we? Because this is great, and this is all about the signers. And this is usually requested every year. So let me go ahead and play this. This is Paul Harvey. Here we go.
You may not be able to quote one line from the Declaration of Independence at this moment. Henceforth, you'll always be able to quote at least one line. It's in the last paragraph where you will recall when I remind you, it says, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. In the Pennsylvania State House that's now called Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the best men from each of the colonies sat down together. This was a very fortunate hour in our nation's history, one of those rare occasions in the lives of men when we had greatness to spare. These were men of means, well-educated, 24 were lawyers and jurists, 9 were farmers, owners of large plantations. On June 11, a committee sat down to draw up a Declaration of Independence. We were going to tell the British fatherland, no more rule by redcoats. Below the dam of ruthless foreign rule, the stream of freedom was running shallow and muddy. And we were going to light a fuse to dynamite that dam. This pact, as Burke later put it, was a partnership between the living and the dead and the yet unborn. There was no bigotry, there was no demagoguery in this group. All had shared hardships. Jefferson finished a draft of the document in 17 days. Congress adopted it in July, and so much is familiar history. But now, King George III had denounced all rebels in America as traitors. Punishment for treason was hanging. The names now so familiar to you from the several signatures on that Declaration of Independence, the names were kept secret for 6 months, for each knew the full meaning of that magnificent last paragraph in which his signature pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. 56 men placed their names beneath that pledge. 56 men knew when they signed that they were risking everything. They knew if they won this fight, the best they could expect would be years of hardship in a struggling nation. And if they lost, they'd face a hangman's rope. But they signed the pledge. And here is the documented fate of that gallant 56. Carter Braxton of Virginia, wealthy planter, trader, saw his ships swept from the seas. To pay his debts, he lost his home and all of his properties and died in rags. Thomas Lynch Jr., who signed that pledge, was a third-generation rice grower, aristocrat, large plantation owner. After he signed, his health failed. His wife and he set out for France to regain his failing health. Their ship never got to France, was never heard from again. Thomas McKean of Delaware, was so harassed by the enemy that he was forced to move his family 5 times in 5 months. He served in Congress without pay, his family in poverty and in hiding. Vandals looted the properties of Ellery and Clymer and Hall and Gwinnett and Walton and Hayward and Rutledge and Middleton. Thomas Nelson, Jr. of Virginia, raised $2 million on his own signature to provision our allies, the French fleet. After the war, he personally paid back the loans, wiped out his entire estate, and he was never reimbursed by his government. In the final battle for Yorktown, he, Nelson, urged General Washington to fire on his, Nelson's, own home, which was occupied by Cornwallis. It was destroyed. Thomas Nelson, Jr. had pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. The Hessians seized the home of Francis Hopkinson of New Jersey. Francis Lewis had his home and everything destroyed, his wife imprisoned. She died within a few months. Richard Stockton, who signed that declaration, was captured, mistreated, his health broken to the extent that he died at 51. His estate was pillaged. Thomas Hayward, Jr. was captured when Charleston fell. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside while she was dying. Their 13 children fled in all directions for their lives. His fields and grist mill were laid waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves and returned home after the war to find his wife dead, his children gone, his properties gone. And he died a few weeks later of exhaustion and a broken heart. Lewis Morris saw his land destroyed, his family scattered. Philip Livingston died within a few months from the hardships of the war. John Hancock, history remembers best due to a quirk of fate rather than anything he stood for, that great sweeping signature attesting to his vanity, towers over the others, one of the wealthiest men in New England. And yet he stood outside Boston one terrible night of the war, and he said, "Burn Boston, though it makes John Hancock a beggar, if the public good requires it." So he, too, lived up to the pledge. Of the 56, few were long to survive. 5 were captured by the British and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes from Rhode Island to Charleston sacked, looted, occupied by the enemy, or burned. 2 lost their sons in the army. 1 had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 died in the war from its hardships or from its more merciful bullets. I don't know what impression you had had of the men who met that summer in Philadelphia. But I think it's important that we remember this about them. They were not poor men. They were not wild-eyed pirates. These were men of means. They were rich men, most of them, and had enjoyed much ease and luxury in their personal living. Not hungry men. Certainly not terrorists, not irresponsible malcontents, not fanatical incendiaries. These men were prosperous men, wealthy landowners. They were substantially secure in their prosperity. They had everything to lose. But they considered liberty, and this is as much as I shall say of it, they had learned that liberty is so much more important than security, that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And they fulfilled their pledge. They paid the price. And freedom was born.
Wow. Nice job. And, you know, you think about that time. Would you be willing to do that right now?
Oh.
Would people be willing to do that right now?
Some.
And do you think after they incurred all of that, after signing that document, do you think they still thought it was worth it?
They did.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any doubt that they did. I think that they absolutely thought that and knew that what they had done was standing up to create America. I mean, they must have had some pretty strong feelings to give all. To give everything and their lives, their fortunes. I mean, obviously, every single one of them, it sounds like, lost everything. That kind of what gave them that, you know what I mean? That kind of sacrifice level that we're willing now to do this.
The sadness is how many people don't even appreciate what happened.
I know. And they're able to tell a lie that we're a racist nation and all these lies to us. And we don't even understand what took place. The sacrifices made. Oh.
Well, people don't know what sacrifice is anymore.
You don't think?
No. Look at California. California is doing something right now where they're going to give $1,050 to people for some gasoline help or something.
Oh, I thought it was trans surgery for all. Oh, well.
I mean, $1,050 is going to buy you, what, 5 tanks of gas?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they could never have, after all that sacrifice, if we were to all make those sacrifices, can you imagine 246 years later, arriving in a place that we're in right now and just going, what did you do with this wonderful gift, this sacrifice that I did for you? I just, taking in what Independence Day truly is about, it should be, I just hope we teach our kids and our families about what kind of sacrifice went into this so we can appreciate it, value it, protect it, you know?
Amen.
All right, I'll be back tomorrow with Don Fotheringham and Glenn Beck and C-SPAN on Monday morning at 7:15 Mountain Time. And if you want to watch that on C-SPAN. And then, my gosh, I'll be on some other shows too next week. And then, of course, I'll be in Vegas in the middle of July broadcasting from there. And Be Faithful, Be Fearless. We'll be back tomorrow. So we'll be back tomorrow live. And go spend some time with your families and be educating them on, and I know you already are. I'm preaching to the choir right now, but man, we need to educate others, don't we? Start posting about it, about the signers.
Hi, this is Ryan from Inside Out Hyperbarics, and today I'm on the radio to say thank you to all of our clients who have allowed us to be part of their healing journeys, from helping those suffering from traumatic brain injury and chronic pain disorders to those with symptoms of autoimmune or the lingering effects of COVID-19 long haulers. It's been an honor you put faith in us to help you through some of your toughest times. So to give back, we will be running monthly specials to celebrate our upcoming 6-year anniversary. To find these specials, check us out on the web at InsideOutHyperbarics.com. Inside Out Hyperbarics, bringing out the best in you.